It's over, Fenwood, we assist. So that is the sheet there on the bar. All right, we'll leave it here.
If there was a stack of tropical cotton which was used, let's say, for many different things, so we have to assume that it must have been used in some degree of temperature that was close to home base Trito, because we say Volcan Polto, would we?
No, it was used in a higher degree of temperature, because ordinarily people use the sacking and had cotton bosso that is being fired in cotton chaza and all kinds of things.
The home base Trito is lower than the Sinkos.
Yeah, so that sacking has a maximum of weight.
So it's
of Vista. Then, when you use it once, for the Chemis Ashrite, so never on account of the fact that it has so much easier absorbed in it, so even the partial heat of the Chemis Ashrite will expand a little bit. And that little bit, on account of the concentration of Via Vista, that is Goluach, in the tzakim, some melee, a little bit, will come out.
Will it be pulled, the proportion that was nivla, that the Yaakov
used? It will not be pulled, though.
No, but the proportion that the Yaakov used it for in the temperature that was close to Kol Beis HaShchita. Because it could be, so it's overfed with layers, but we do have some Kabokah Polto, so how could Kol Beis HaShchita, which is, let's say, 100 degrees, be modeled something that was nivlai at 200 degrees?
Yeah, no, so even though the Chemis HaShchita is not commensurate with the temperature at which the Issa was nivlai in the Staki, but since there is so much of particles of Issa packed in the interior of the Saki, so the moment he subjects it to the heat of the Beis HaShchita, some merely little bit of that real will come out.
Well, is it then, it might sound strange, but is that similar to the Shchita that we had that many ruin from a Kli Rishon makes like a Kli Rishon, since he had it so many times, it upgrades its level? What Baal Mor saying, is it a similar?
Well, there is a similarity. There is a similarity.
February 27th, 1981, Bli Ayin Hara Kaf Gimel Adar Rishon Hashana Tavshim Mem Al.
In other words, if somebody got a sacking of Yehudi Yehovim, so before he uses it, even cold, so he has to bang it against the heart, karka, ten times, to knock up. You see, even there is a Bola, and there is the Be'en that adheres to a Kele, and then there is something in between. There is something in between. Sometimes you see that a certain kale, so certain grease, it's not just the tears, it becomes impregnated in the surface. I mean, you see it all the time. You the grease becomes impregnated into the surface, and you can use detergents for 1,000 times, and it will not go. So if it's just a question of grease adhering, you use boiling water. And especially if you use a detergent, it will go off immediately. But if it becomes impregnated into the surface, so then you have to scrape it off. You have to scrape it off, otherwise it will not get off. Now, this is not ordinary yet, but at the same time, it's not real balua. Balua means that you can't see it. Balua, even balua can be clipping. So it means you can't see it. It's absorbed into the interior, not in the very interior, but in the periphery of the kelim. But you can see it. But sometimes it becomes impregnated into the surface, and you look at it, you see there is grease impregnated, but you keep on rubbing and using detergents, and you can't get it off unless you scrape it off. So, in order to knock off grease that is impregnated into the surface, so either you are mashris, You fire it off, that's mummy scraping it off. Or, Nietzsche yut priomi in the karkakoshe. If you bang it in there, stir it in karka 10 times, so then you knock it off. So, the Gemara says, at the end of Avizor, that tzaki shayin yitukhovi, so you have to knock it off 10 times. But hatoche is not enough. So tasteless as the kashi. Here the Gemara says, So then that is enough. So how is it that here we say Tzeder is enough, and over there we require Nietzsche Yudbom in the Karka. Now, so Nietzsche Yudbom in the Karka is required in order to remove a Shamules that is impregnated into the surface. So he says, Luidomet, Lisakin Trebu. The Hochet Lakoye Baome, Abo, Lisakin Shlikichobi Mitir Shechit, in the Isatomi, Nidbeg the Shamules. It Nidbeg very deeply in the way. It's almost like Balua. As a matter of fact, you see from some who say that it's really Balua, but this is not real Balua. Real Balua you cannot see. Even Balua is a clipper, you cannot see. Here you can see it, but it cannot be washed off. So, for that, so only when it's used constantly in Isia, so then it becomes impregnated into the surface. The yes is we have a tampi reach, we should hosom chitir be isariseach. Abu hoche kosopa be isashkite tzeye. Zashkite tzeye. Now, it could be, it's not clear, that Rabotam also agrees with the first parents. When does Isa become semi-bulwa? I mean, as a matter of fact, When Shabunes becomes impregnated in the surface, you can call it semi-gulwa. It's not real gulwa, but semi-gulwa, that is, Rabbetam might agree with the first Eretz, only when it's constantly used, not if it's used once. But Rabbetam mentions another prerequisite. When do we say that Shabunes can become impregnated, nit back then, and it is semi-gulwa? That is, if it was used constantly, the race. But if something was used constantly, tzener, even though it's used constantly, it will not become impregnated into the surface. It will only adhere. So then, hadoche with shifshu is enough. Hadoche with shifshu is enough. As a matter of fact, sometimes we require hadoche without problem. And sometimes we require hadoche with shifshu. That's also, if it is a sticky substance, so then you cannot just, rinse it under the faucet. If it's not a sticky substance, now some say that the apples are oiled. The apples are oiled. So maybe because of that, it would be proper either to peel off an apple when you eat it, because if you oil it, so sometimes maybe the oil is an animal derivative, but it's all don't be tzeder, so there is no bleak. But if you peel it off, so then of course there is no problem. But you don't have to peel it off if you rinse it under the faucet, even with cold water. I mean, we should do it with cold water, not with hot water. Hot water, on the contrary. So if it is yatzi ledes and that's ill, so it might be matriach and equipe. So you should wash it off, that too with cold water, or lukewarm water, and rub it every part of the apple. So then, why? Because something that is sticky like oil, so is not removed by simple adoche, but al the adoche the shifshuf mirube. But needs in the car can represent something more than adoche and shifshuf mirube. You see. So if let's say ABN was transferred to the surface of an eichel and the BN is not sticky, all you require is just adoche, plain adoche. You put it under the faucet and that's enough. If it is a sticky substance, Let's say, suppose an apple was oiled with an animal derivative oil. So, then, plain adoche is not enough. But it requires hadoche and chipshu. But here, nehit se yut pon bikarke is more. It requires, you have to scrape off if it's semi baluah. So, Kabbatah agrees with the first direct that when you require nehit se yut pon bikarke, that is only if it is constantly used. But Kabbatah adds another prerequisite. If it is constantly used, then it becomes impregnated into the service. So of course, if it's constantly used, so it's nivai into the interior also. But we are not bothered by the fact that, let's say, the Zakin Shalim Kehobi has in its interior a Gliobisa. Because if we are going to use it in cold state, so that Bria Viser will not come out anyway. But if something is constantly used Bireisri, so then not only is the Iser Nivra into the interior, but the it becomes impregnated in the surface as well. Now, so because of the Iser that is semi-bulwa, that is impregnated into the surface, so we cannot use the sake in the mitzvah unless we knock it off against karka kosher 10 times. This is what Rambam says. Rambam says, we should also make the Yisra Vizeya. Abo loche kosova abisa shchite tzeinen. So the mele, all that could have happened, that some of the shamunas of faith were adhered superficially to the surface of the sake, but it couldn't have become impregnated into the surface. So, in order to remove something that is superficially adhering to the surface of the sake, so a plain adoche is enough. Because of the doge, you hear it called Bosor or Shmuel, Sakim Shishochat Bosor Achtu Mariseyat, Vapiru Itiho, Kilimash Bosor Ochel Ikolo Lachtu Botzeine. That's what we discuss. And when we look at Bayer Moshe Keile, you see, I mean the Bach. The Bach says, I mean, that's strange. The Bach is always disposed, especially when it has to do with Pidlu. So he always disposed towards Rashashi. So he says, we have to be Keile, it's boy. Because in Aramaic, so the boy is Moshe's master, and Bayer is family. But you see the tenses, and no doubt the shame. They say Bayer is the right person, but apparently he is Machria like Rashi the Bach. So because of that, so he says boy also, not Bayer. But tenses here say he is Bayer, Moshe Nikevo. So Saki is family, but if it has reference to the Reichu. So then it should be boye, masculine. Boye, it akoles sakino slashim, kirikoma also lachtil bo misaya, vichei lachtil bo tseye. In other words, according to the Bach, we have to, so, lachtil lachtil bo misaya, kirim also lachtil bo tseye. Al mikosoba bisashim misaya, apu hoche lachtil bo tseye, mukoye nitsi. So, the kashi is, the question is that over there we are dealing with the sakin shel shchite, and Rambam says that when is the yitzeh required, yitzeh from the karka required, even for the purpose of being used in coal, only when the same sakin was originally used in heart, but here it wasn't used in heart, it was used on cold, because he holds that Beis HaShchitah is saying, but over there Shmuel says that Sakin Shishochat Bo, also Lachter Bo is there, so in other words it's Vilayah, So it's a raya that Shmuel holds that this Ashrim is Reseach. Either Reseach, Reseach, or Abatuch Reseachine. So together with the partial heat, plus the Duch Reseachine is Reseach. So whatever the reason is, because in other words, it's sufficient for Reseach to be Mavriya. So merely if it is sufficient for Reseach to be Mavriya, so it should be sufficient for Reseach. It should be sufficient for Niseach to make it impregnated into the surface, and then so we should require to lach the Batzeinen, needs a Yudkon Bikarka, and still in order to use it in cold, so Shmuel says, Amrli by Abloche, the Amrli by Abloche. So there is one notion that we don't even need rinsing in cold water, but the most that we need is just plain adoke, but not need in Pomigaka. Now, from this discussion we see that Teisves did not understand the Rav Natan, that when Rav Natan says, Mishim Kosu Bechisek, Chite Chisek Yiseach, that he agrees with the first Teretz also, that it only can become impregnated into the surface if it was used constantly, but both things, constantly and in a hot state. Because if Teitzves had understood Rav Natan that way, that Rav Natan agrees with what Teitzves said in the first Teretz, that it can only become impregnated into the surface and become semi-Beruah if it was used constantly, but in addition, it has to be used constantly many times, but he says, so then there is, so why does he ask? Sakim sheshochad bo, also achter the Reseach. So, there is no Rayon Chachas, because Teitzes assumed that when Shmuel says, Sakim sheshochad bo, also achter the Reseach, he doesn't mean a Sakim that was used once in Shachtimine. He has reference to the regular Sakim that is used by the Sheikhet 100 times a day, not the Sakim. We could say that maybe when Shmuel says Sakin Sheshochad Bo, also Lachim on Yiseach, he means a Sakin that was used once, but it's not Mistaber. It's not Mistaber. So the Mele Teisus could also agree with what we said, that Rav Natan requires both things, that it should be used constantly, and in addition, the Yiseach. Now here Shmuel says Sakin Sheshochad Bo, and with Luke. So when he says Sakin Shochad Bo, he doesn't mean a Sakin that was used once in Shrike, but a Sakin that is regularly used in Shrike, 100 times a day and day after day. So, and Shmuel says that this Shrike is Reseach, because he says it's Galea. It's Galea. Now, if it is Galea, so if it is Galea, because Lachter of Reseach, so it requires a Gole, and still Lachter of Tzeinen, Amro by Adroche, we Amro Lun by Adroche, but why not, even Lachter of Tzeinen, why doesn't Shmuel say, requires, needs a Yipon the Kakakosh, Luipoye needs it, Al the Kusovi Nashat Reseach, Lava Tzeinen, Luipoye needs it, Vyishleima, Shadros, Galeki, Surel, Vishvidam, Vidam, Luipole Kokach, Vidam, Mishrak Shoy, Homo came, or Solachta the Vitzene, Vitzeya, or Yafi Vitzene, the Loyadoche, or Yikinua, the Amrlo, the Loyadoche, Mishum, she is Reb Dam, Alasaki, Moikmeda, you will be Sred of Hatrile, Loma, Misrek Sori, Lifi, she is Reb Dam. So he says, Elochnam, we could say that when it's used Reseach constantly, so then not only is it able to be Mabriya, to be Doeya, but it can also become impregnated into the surface also. But not in respect to Dam. In respect to Dam, since that Dam has a tendency to glide out, so the melee, even when it's used constantly in Dam, and in the state of Reseach, so it couldn't become impregnated into the surface, because in order to become impregnated in the surface, there must be an abundance of dam becoming semi-Beruah, an abundance. Only when you have a lot of Iser on the keli, so it can become impregnated into the surface of the keli. And since down, so the bulk of down has the tendency to glide out, so only a minimum of down remains adhering to the surface of the zaki. So the melee cannot become impregnated into the surface of the zaki. Yes, sir.
This is though she can be entirely close to saying this. Because Rabbi Tav is the one who holds Bishrak Shari. Let's say in Maliko, we saw that Rabbi Tav is the one who says Bishrak Shari. In fact, Rabbi Tav is the Mabel there because of Bishrak Shari. So,
yes,
why do we assume that some is even left over?
What?
Why do we assume that even some, if there's an abundance, that some will become impregnated? Is it Rabbi Tav's Bishrak Shari about being salty for one piece of us at a time?
No, so you should ask another question. Here, well, as far as this is concerned, because Habnetam applies the principle of Damish Rikshori to Gabi Bli. Here, so the Dam Mish Rikshori Kibun Gabi Bli. But here he says that on account of the Dam Mish Rikshori, so maybe he couldn't become impregnated in the service. But as far as Bli Habnetam says, so Reseach, you cannot be chaytich. Why? Because if you cut a hot apple with that sucking, and that sucking has a degree of dam, but the question is, since dam is mishrek shorik, so how could it become nivra into the interior of the sucking? And Rabbi Tam over there,
yes.
The answer is, over there Rabbi Tam applies the principle of mishrek shorik, ligabi deichel, ligabi the bosom. So then we say, on account of the fact that dam is mishrek shorik, so the bosom is not b'lei dam. The bosom, mashirike ikele, even though it's mishrek shorik, it still could be b'lei dam.
And even though there it's a special type of Rosea, because it's a layer of Rosea.
Yeah, but so Rabbatam mentions Dalach of Mishrek Shorik and it doesn't become Rosea, it got to be Bosa. So the Eichel is not the layer at all. But here we are dealing with the Kele, with the Saki. So, as a matter of fact, in Simen Aimbo, so we have three shittes. So one shita is regarding shput on which you boil, and the question is, let's say the shput that is used for boiling liver or non-kosher made meat, can you boil on it kosher made meat? So there are three days, the smad, the rosh, the rashbo. So one shita is that mishrek shorik we only apply regarding eichli, but not regarding kel. So boso could not be the way of dam, because dam has a tendency to glide down. Mashiach in the shput of Barzel, so many Mashiach say that the shput, the spit on which you boil liver, you cannot use for boiling kosher meat. Why? Because these Rishayim hold that we do not apply the principle of dam mishrek shorik ligabri kel. We apply it with Gabi Reich, but not with Gabi Kele. Here Rabbi Tam says the same thing. He says the Shani also like Israel Shidam, the Dam Nibola Kogach, the Dam Mishrek Shorik. Boom, we call Mokim also after the Messiah. But why is Dam Mishrek Shorik? The answer is, here we're dealing with the Saki, so it's like the Shput. So, Kabbatam, Shikin is like the Rishayim, that with Gabi the Kele, we do, like Gabi Bliya Bisecha Tri, we do not say, Dab Mishrek Shoy. Like Gabi Bliya Bisecha Eichon, we say, Mishrek Shoy. But, even though Kabbatam Shikin is, that there is a distinction between Bliya Bisecha Eichon and Bliya Bisecha Tri, like Gabi Mishrek Shoy, that's only like Gabi Bliya Mamish. So we say, Bliya Mamish, Bliya into the interior, so there can be Bliya. There can be a little bit of Bliya, of Dam into the Kele, in spite of the fact that Dam has a tendency to lie down. Because not all the blood lies down. If you drop some blood, always remains sticking to the chair. So Mele, we do say that there is bleeding in the chair. If not that, Mashiachim recovering, they becoming impregnated into the surface, so a little bit will not impregnate the surface of the chair. Only when there is an excess, an abundance of Isa, so then it can become impregnated in the Kehle. So since Dam is Mishrikshoy, so there couldn't be an excess, an abundance of Dam remaining on the surface of the Saki. Since there couldn't be an abundance of Dam remaining adhering on the surface of the Saki, so it couldn't become impregnated into the surface. But to be Nivra, even a little bit, can be Nivra. This is Abhatamshi.
One of the things, Fabi did Sakibu Venice. I mean, there's no question. He uses Sakibu Venice and it's awesome right away.
If what?
Sakibu Venice, they did about it. If you use chefs with the Sakibu, it's
so that's, so the Habzika says that if someone used the Sakibu Venice, so she does it shame because he will not be the Mulubuno. But the Rif is much better because the Rif holds that only Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rav Zera's din of privilegium libuno, but only other Amoraim that Yud Zion in Chum who say that you have to remain it on the center of the edge and on the sides of the edge of the Saki. So they hold that we do not say Pesach Shchita Mir Bachovach, and if we do not say Pesach Shchita Mir Bachovach, so then we cannot say Chiluk Yom Yibuno, because the more the kashim against Rav Zera, we can be zazdonit, and they are two days in Shulchan Aruch whether we pass for Chiluk Yom Yibuno or we don't pass for Yom Yibuno. That's the siman tes. All right, now. Sakin shall be shamshad is for the hobby. Hodosho Yoshi, Shaykh, maybe should you love this hobby? Mutawish with the aim of Rio, with the Shuri Kauke, we also wish with Bobby Sukenes, with the Shuri Sake. Sakin shall be hobby, she is Pizu, very high. That means you fired it off. Very high. Shalom, Oi Moyo Yofe, Shaykh, maybe Gimes, we know at so. Bikarka koshe esapiomi, vaakein shochat ben, is muter. Why? Because hashchose, or nitzayut bomi, bikarka has the effect of knocking out, all the shamunis of Israel that is impregnated into the surface. In other words, there are three categories. There is Shabunes that adheres the end, and there is real Bulua, even though it's Bulua Bisehakrita. But it's real Bulua, so Bisehakrita, in the periphery of the Kehle. But it's Bulua, you can't see it. And then there is Shabunes that is impregnated. It becomes incorporated into the surface of the Saki, but you still can see it. So this is not real Bulua, but at the same time, it's not management. It's not management. As a matter of fact, I mean, it's not clear. The 2 days that I mean, Machlekes between the Rashba, we'll see that, I mean, that's in it. The Machlekes between the Rashba and the Ram, when we say, after 24 hours, so Beluah becomes problem. How about Chabunis that adheres to the surface of the Kehle? So the Ram says it also becomes problem. Ksas. It's facing downward down. And the Rashba says it doesn't become problem. We pass the Chum. Pass the Chum will be something. But the Mechaber mentions 2 days. Now, the question is this. According to the Ram, that in Shamunis, that superficially adheres to the surface of the Kehle, becomes problem after 24 hours. So certainly Shamunis that becomes impregnated into the surface of the Kehle, certainly has been a problem. The question is, according to the Rashba, who says that only real Bulua, something that has stayed in a latent state for 24 hours in the interior of the tailor becomes cold after 24 hours. But shampoo is that it adheres to the surface, that's in the end, that's treated like a piece of meat that is placed in a pot. So you say, if it stays in the pot for more than 24 hours, it becomes cold. So they say that the shamines that the deer says the same thing, like a piece of eichel that stays in the pot. So it doesn't become cold. But maybe the shamines that becomes incorporated into the metal, I mean, into the surface of the kelei, even though you can see it. So it has the same thing as balua, to become cold. Or it does not. According to the Rashba, so it is to be treated like in the end that adheres to the surface of the kelei, and it does not become problem. So we see here many shame, we saw it in Tesis. Now, in the Tesis here, Tesis says, Hashem could be sacrificial in Kobi, Rabba Bakim. So Rami Biyedi was in Basim. The Labache, am I killing the Rab, was Tam killing the Hobby, Enum the Yemon? Now, the question is this. If Tesis doesn't even say that the Rab, when he says killing, has reference to the case when the Sakim is backwards clean. He doesn't say it, he should have said it. So it's Mashma. That according to Tesis, Rav has reference to an ordinary sakin, even though it's not spotless clean. So, Melech, does it mean that Tesis agrees with the Shita of the Rav? So maybe Tesis agrees with the Shita of the Rav. But, since it's a sakin shalim kichobi, and Gimori in Abrizora, and Abrizora says that by sakin shalim kichobi, so, in order to use it, even be tzemet, you have to knock it off against karka kosher 10 times. Why? Because there is shamines of isa that is more than adheres to the surface. That is semi-balua, that is impregnated into the surface. So maybe tasteless. We said Wednesday, it's mashna from this taste that tastes agrees with the sheet of the Ram. But it's not murchach. Maybe tasteless agrees with the sheet of the Rajbo. But Tesis holds only when something superficially adheres to the surface. Then after 24 hours it doesn't become problem. But if something more than adheres becomes impregnated into the surface, but it's not real Bulua, but it is semi-Bulua, then after 24 hours it becomes problem. I mean, and that sounds very reasonable. Because there is a difference between a shamines of isa superficially adhering, so it will not become spoiled so quickly, as a shamines of isa that is so impregnated into the surface that it's impossible to remove it. So that will be taken shite. We'll see that. I mean, we'll find certain poskim who apply the concept, the principle that after 24 hours it becomes problem, even though they agree. They pass through the sheet of the Rajbo. So the answer is, no, here it's like Balua. In respect to becoming cold, it's Balua. It's not considered Balua in respect to using it with Zayin. Because something that is really Balua, even though it's only Balua in the Kalite, so you can still use it with Zayin. Because Zayin does not have the capacity of extracting the Balua. But in respect to becoming cold, it could be something that is semi-Bulua, that is impregnated into the surface, could be considered as Bulua. Alright. Imo yoyofe, sheim et gimeis, vinoatsu mikar kakosha esa peomi, vahakim shochat ben muta, vim shochat boi biloi hachshea, vati abis ashri. In other words, that is most sheim. You see, here the mechaba passes like the Rambam, even though all the other sheim, they pass. I mean, the Rambam passes like Chabad Vachone. The Tzakeh Shalom Chobi is in its own way, but only Hadoche. In other words, what is the Shita of Chabad Vachone? The Trim is a Shita, even coupled with Duchke Nisakine is not capable of being Mabuya into the soft bosom. Soft bosom. And no Rishayim passed like Rav. But the Rambam passes like Rav Achone. And the Mechaber also passes like Rambam, like Rav Achone. And the Rosh Rambam is, Vim Shoch HaMishmeh, Hashem Adiyah Vizah Shriteh, Vim Kol Tariz Mishmeh. That's the Rosh Rambam. The Rosh Rambam is like Rav Achone, that the Mitzori Klite, but Hadochi is enough, but in Kol Tariz Mishmeh, that is to be explained. That's the Rosh Rambam. What? There's an meaning of mitzvahs here. What is the Tariz Mishmeh? Here is a question whether there is Bria of Israel, or there is no Bria of Israel. If it's Bria, so then it should require Klipe. If it's not Bria, so why are we in Shuba? What kind of a mitzvah is it? So, obviously, I mean, that is raised against the Rambam. The Mechaber just copied the Rosh Rambam. So, obviously, if the Rambam says, Vim Kola Fariz in Shuba, so that means that the Chim Bishashchite, together with Duchi Bishakine, is capable of being Mabuya something. Because if it's incapable of being Mabuya anything, not in the Mashu, so why are these in Shuba? But it is capable of being Mabuya. But when you see, let's say, Iru, Asas Kedikrip, is the Mashu Kedikrip. So Iru, let's say, when you pour on the Rishi, upon something, so it's Mabuya Kedikrip. So there it means that to the extent of the klipe of the echel, so it gives the bria is so substantial that you could feel the tamisa in that periphery. Suppose you peel off from the surface of the echel, on which you poured from the klirishi. So if you peel off, let's say, the periphery of that Eichel, so you feel the tamarins. So, to the extent of Klipe, Iru is Mavriya Itamgomo, to the extent of Klipe. Masheinke, by Chimis Ashkite. So even to the extent of Klipe, it's not Mavriya Itamgomo, but only Itamgomo, a Mashe. There is a little bit of Klipe. So we may like, but not the time, not to the extent of feeling the time is there when you eat the periphery, the peel, we'll call the klipe the peel of the surface of the erechon, of the surface of the erechon, that was below at Nisa. So if you eat it, you will not feel time. But there won't be bleeding. But it won't be time to eat yet, because you won't feel the time. So mele it's muta. But since there is a loch of any battery in Salechat Chile, so true here it's already the effort. But since he peels off, so by peeling off from the surface, he'll eliminate the portion of the beisashrite, of the bosom, that has a mashu of Isa. So mele, there is a bit of stress. It's not osea as a Nisa Gomo, because it's already there. Oh, but since it doesn't involve any big hardship in peeling off the outside layer from the surface, so mele, there is a bit of stress not to rely on big.
How is it different than any other case of
people? No, because any other case of people, let's say, what are the other cases of people? Well, we are having a case of if it's not in the Roshameh, or Iru is the Basha of people. So Iru is the Basha of people. So that's the way it passes. So it gives it up Gogo in the Klippe of the Eichel. Or when we are having a case of so in the Klippe of the Eichel, let's say when you sold it, Bosora Osea, Boso Mbele, and Boso Shchuto at the same time. So then, to the extent of Klipe, So you can feel a tam of the vele, the klipe of the shul. You can feel a tam, it gives tam, it tam go. Mashiach can eat, because over there, Moni, I think I can say Achmanesh. But here, Achim is a shrit, he is not the say Achmanesh. But it's partially. So since it's partially, so vele is capable of being Mavriya and Mashiach into the klipe. But here in the klipe, there is little bishishi. There is little mishishi. Only a mashu, a minimum of isya, it is capable of being mavriya. So we can rely on little. But since it does not involve a big hachi to peel off from the visa shmite, so really there is a little chsida to be kept. So the mechaba passes like Rambam, but Ramon passes like another machine. He says, we allocate yesh likal. In other words, that we are mechuyev to be killed. In other words, like another machine, we pass like that. ובמקן הדחק שאין לי סכין החרס מותר לי שחיית בוי כהגב לחתחיל. So what does it mean מותר לי שחיית? So the Shach explains it כלי מרא in Sifyut כלי מרא on day needs it. So it's mashi from this Ramor, and actually it's this is the sheet of the Mechaber also. In other words, that under ordinary circumstances, so lichatchile, we are not allowed, you know, to rely on nitzei prohibitav. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam, the Machaber says, saki shel chovin sheishchizu mirechayim shelo, oyim oyeyofi sheim beibkimeis v'muat zubikar kakoshi esa promi v'hakin shochad b'muta. Why doesn't the Mechaber say Saki shel yichov sheishchitei derechayim shel oy imo yoyofe sheim bebgimeis? Why do you say yoyofe sheim bebgimeis? Because that's mentioned that when is nitzayim bomen mikal kakoshe effective to knock out the shavunis that is impregnated in the surface, if the sacking doesn't have any notches on the penis. But if the sacking has notches, so then it's impossible. Because the Yitzhak Bohomin Bekalka Koshe can only knock out from the smooth surface of the Saki. But if there is a slight beginning notch in the Saki, how will the bending in the Kalka knock it out? It's impossible. So he says, Oyim Yofe Sheim Bekimeis, Vinuat Bekalka Koshe, Esa Bohomin. So the Mechaber should say mutalish chebei. He doesn't say mutalish chebei. He says im hoyu yofe shein bibgimeis v'noat zu mikal kakor she'es apiyomim v'akein shochat bei muta v'akein shochat bei. Why doesn't he say mutalish chebei? So it's mashma from the Rosh of Mechaber that lechatchile, if somebody comes and asks with Yishai, I am Isaki shalim v'tichomim, and I knocked it, I banged it against Karka Koshe 10 times. Can I use it for Shkite? So the answer would be, well, don't use it. It's not a proper thing to use it. But if you already use that, so it's good. So it's much like a Moshe Mechaber, that Lechatchile, it should not be used. So the Rambam says, but Bishas HaTchak, Shein Sakin Acheres, so not only the Eved, if you already use the Sakin, after he banged it against the Karka 10 times, so it's okay. No, he's lechatchila allowed to use it. But only in a hardship situation. We're talking about chak. But shaloi b'shas chak now. Now, says in Simon Kuf Chopala, in Chesach Shakim, Sif Zayin, Saki. חומץ ליצור עשור פעם בקרקע קושי וצורך שקומיניצו ומיניצו תהיה בקרקע קושי ופיכוך הנה מבוקים שלא עצמי מיוצא אחר ואפילו לחתר בידו בחרי כמו יצון מושג אליו ואם יש בו קומץ אוי שרצה לחתר בו חמי אוי משכי בו מלבנו של מחב עשה לסימן קופקופלו סיב זיין וצקי של יפחובים actually the woman of his own does not say that Sakhi Khobi Niyatso you'd probably be Kalka Mutalishabi you might have been here Mutalishabi so what the machine say means be taken so all that the woman of his own says that if you bake the 10 times in the Kalka Kosho you are allowed to use it with a chile in Zinen Kobo but the sheikh that's another thing because at all it's a shkita viseyach it's not viseyach together with duchte visakine in the parashu so it's considered like viseyach so maybe it's osa so maybe it's osa so the amene vishayim say that needs a yipom in the karka is only effective in order to use it in the same book but not to use it in shkita but most vishayim say that once you knocked it off, once you knocked it off, you'd bore me in the car, so then you can use it even with Shchita Lechatcha. But some Rishonim say no, that's why the Mechaba passes here, so it's the Mechaba Mishitose, so he passed the seer that only the Eved is Mutter but the Chachil not but the Ramon says Shasat Chach so then we rely on the Rishayni that he can use it even the Chachil but there is a Machalik as Rishayni on that and the Machaba passes that the Chachil you can only use it with Tzimim Gomu but not in Shechti because Shechti Shechted is a Shechti it's not Tzimim Gomu it's not the Seer Gomu it's in between. Now the question is this, what does Nietzsche Yudbom Bikarka do? Nietzsche Yudbom Bikarka, Nietzsche Yudbom Bikarka can only knock out the semi-good one, the thing that is impregnated into the surface. But Nietzsche Yudbom Bikarka cannot extract the Ruach. That Nietzsche Yudbom Bikarka cannot do. Now, the shadow is whether Beis HaShchite Beis HaShchite, the Riseach of Beis HaShchite, together with Duchi Nisakine, is capable of extracting Yibolo. Now, so what does the Rashbo say? The Rashbo says, that how is it, how can we reconcile the two Piski Aloch, and what have to pass for like Rav, the Tzakish of Yichomi, Sheshochad Beit. So, then we have to be prepared. And on the other hand, that Sati Shalim Tichobi and Sati Shal Trepo, so doesn't require Hanon, but only Adoch, it's in it. And then the Mor itself says, Vilcha Sati, it's in it. How isn't there a secret? So, what does the Rashbo say? The Rashbo says that Machlokes between Rabache and Rabine is on the question as to whether the Chilvis HaShchite is capable of being matrit from the Hatzah. So Rabache says yes, that's why he says that it requires a Gomer Chamur. If you didn't make a Gomer, so you didn't extract the Beruah. So the Mele then, when you shech the Kshemo, so the Chilvis HaShchite, with the Duchel Isakime, will extract the Treife, the Shabbos Treife, and that will be Nidwa in the Bosom Isashchite of the Kshemo. But Rabbeinu, we pass by Rabbeinu, he says no. Why? Because, so the Rashbo says, that according to Rabbeinu, it can only be Mavriya into the soft bosom. And it can be Mavriya from the soft bosom. But it cannot extract from the Hatzaki. So, if it cannot extract, so maybe, if it cannot extract from the Hatzaki, so then we should say that the sakin shel yichovin, if you are limits, yud promi, bikar kakosho, so then you should be able to use it lechatchila in the shechita beim. Because as far as the shamanis that is impregnated into the surface, that is only semi-gulua, not real gulua, not even the clippings at real gulua, so we have no problem because the mitzi from the karaka knocks out the impregnated shamanis. But the mitzis you form in the karaka cannot expect real gulua. We are not worried about that according to Rashi. Because the chilitza shchita cannot expect the real gula either. So what problem do we have? So according to Rashi, we have to say that they can use it to chachilah. But there are some mishnayim who say that according to Rav, who says kibli, according to Rav, who says kibli, so then we say that chilitza shchita is considered together with tuchke nisakine is considered sufficient to nisayach to be mafrit. Even to be mafrid, even from the hatzaki, and so why do you want a pasuk like Habine that Yilkas Afilu Mitzayin? So they say that over there, since it was used only once, so there isn't such a maximum of bnei. There is just very little bnei. So then the chibis hashkite cannot expect. That's the v'amoyashim. So, according to Balamoya, we have to say that when there is an excess of bria in the sakin, like sakin, shalit chovi, so there, and nitze yud vomit the karke is certainly incapable of extracting the real bria. So even after you bend it against the karke kosher 10 times, the concentration of bria, the excess of bria still remains there. And then, when you shecht it, so it will be, since it has an excess of bria, so the chilis hashkite will be able to extract a little bit. Because when the sakin is packed up with an excess of shabunis, of isumi, so mainly the chilis hashkite will be capable of extracting a little bit. And that little bit might pass out of this hashkite. So according to Balamoye, It's also to use the sakin shel shchite. It's also to use the sakin shel shchite that was nuts, that was knocked off against the karka kosher 10 times in shchite. It's also and to be also. But since most Rishonim agree in the sheet of the Rashbo, not in the sheet of the Balamoyeya, so mele, chilis hashkite itself is incapable of extracting the beruah from something that is kosher, from the hard kele. So mele, the emes, the mechava pastens, after meets and before the karka, you show that boy it's muta. But you have chilis not. So the Rambam says, in a hard situation, so you will have chilis to use it. Because we rely and the Shita of Rav Poskim, who agree with the Shita of the Rashba, that Chibis Hashkite can only be Mabriya in something soft, like Boso, but cannot extract, and it can even be Mabriya into something hard, but it cannot extract a Bria Sisea from something hard. Now, so he says, alright, so this is the Pshat in the Mechaber. And so the Mechaber Shita is that lechatchila we cannot check after your needs the karka kosher upon me, but the Eved it's mutar if you did check. And then Rambam says, we don't give a track, she will be sakin acheres, mutar mishal be kegabu lechatchila, al ibe nitz, because we rely on the Shita of the Rashba.
I have a question
for the Rashba, because it's Shaminis, so it's Nikwa. So it's Nigra in the Rachbos, in the Bosovarach. The Bosovarach. And then the Chaname, if the sacking is spotless clean, then we don't have to care. Because if it's spotless clean, Chemis Ashkite cannot extract from the hard sacking the Bria system. Alright. Now, sacking Sheshochad Bersheiro, Avon Pishimuluch, Vachbidam, Mutal Ishkite Kama Cheret. Aber was soll ich dir bei Riseya? mutar lishchit beitam achetz. So in other words, the mechaber doesn't agree with the shita of the Bach. We saw that this shita is in accordance with the shita of the Bach. This shita. But all the other shita, the Rashba, the Ram, I mean, they say explicitly that sakin shishochet bekshero, so you don't even have to wash off the man. But, and this is what Machaba says, Avot Bishem Uluch Lar Midam, Mushra Mishra Lipam Acheres, Avot Lo Solachta Beriseach. Why? How does the Rashba explain it? Because the Chayim is Ashkita together with Duchke Nisakine, is capable not only of being Mavliya and Mafli Bosarach, but it's even capable of being Mavliya into the hard substance of the Zaki. But it's incapable of being mafrid from the hard substance of the sake, because it requires a greater degree of heat to be mafrid than it requires to be mafrid. So mutar lishem b'tamacheres, aval lo solachta b'riseach, umutar lachta b'tzenin al yadoche she'adichem etchil. V'imreitze la'agilei lechol b'riseach, sagoi ba'agole al b'yiru, at al pi, she'ele kiklavishim. Is a heter on the chest b'shem harak. So, I mean, this is not unreasonable, but it's a chiddush. In other words, even though the Shmuel says that b'shedal etehu, the tzakin shel shchito is also lachta b'riseach, unless he made a gole, but it doesn't require in order to cut, let's say, a heter. So you have to make a gole in the tzakin, because if you don't make a gole in the tzakin was b'leah, down, through the chivis ha-shchite, and now when you cut the hot apple, so the riseach of the hot apple will extract the dam and the mavriya into the apple, but you don't need, you're not required to make a gole in the condition. You can make a gole only the iru from the condition. Why? Because what's the halacha of iru? Iru is mavriya kibbeh. And in order to kasher it, we have to use the same kind of heat that is capable of being mavriya. So the mele, if a certain kale became moser, al the yiru from the tradition, so then in order to kasher it, all you have to do is to put it under the hot boiling faucet. So then you kasher it that way. Now, chivis ha-shchite can be mavriya, together with yochel sakine. But what's the extent of the avloy of chivis ha-shchite? Can it rip? So that's the extent of the avloye of iru. So the melee you can kasher it by being magalet under the faucet, not in the bridge. So you can read about gilu lecho when you say achsani of avloye, al gilu amal bishin of bridge. Sakin sheshochat mitreit. Now here is sakin sheshochat mitreit. Also mishchet vei, ad shiyad bechelo bitzene, o yikal chelo bidobo koshet. בני אגינתו וכאן חיופן בשיא רבינו וכן של שחיתו ושחיתו וישפי אותו וימשוך עד בגילוי הדוחה ידיע בייס השחית. Oh, so that's the psak of the Mechaber, I'm sorry, of the Tur, the Mechaber Paschus and the Tur, and they are all Masika. The Mashal is the one who is Masik and Chil. I mean, in other words, the two himself passings like that. You see, against the Mechaber, the Mechaber is not difficult at all, because the Mechaber passes like the Rambam, and the Mechaber passes like Rabbi Bachone. So there is no difficulty in the Mechaber. The difficulty is in the two. Not only the Mechaber, the Mechaber passes like Rabbi Bachone, that he doesn't even have to be killed. But the Tur himself passes like Rav, that is Kelei. So how can we reconcile? How can we reconcile the passing like Rav, that Shakish and Kehovin, Sheshochadme, is so weakly as this Ashvim? At the same time, the Gemara passes that Shakish and Kehovin, Shakish and Sheshochadme, Kehovin. So all it requires is Hadoche B'tzeh. So, how does the Rashba explain it? How do I explain it? Because according to Rabbine, that only Bitzene, so the Sakin, So the sacking of the sacking shift, so Chilis Ashante can even be Mavriya into the Harkel, and it certainly can be Mavriya into the Sobosor, and it can be Mafrik from the Sobosor. But according to Rabbine, it cannot be Mafrik from the Harkel. It cannot be Mafrik from the Harkel. So, but it can be Mavriya into the Sobosor, then it certainly can. So the question is, how can the two say? On one hand, he passed things like Rav, on one hand. That is Kalev. And then say, so if it's Kalev, why? Because the Nisya of the Saki was Nivra in the Bezashkide, was Nivra. So you have to be Kalev and Kalev. So what if Sheikh, if the Kalev Bezashkide is capable of being Mavriya, into the Mizashrite, so here Saki shall pray for, he wasn't Madia the Saki. So he had all the Shabunas of pray for and him to the servant for the Saki. And then, so that was Nivra into the Mizashrite, for the Chem Mizashrite. So how is it enough to wash off the Mizashrite? That's the Kasha. That's the Kasha. So obviously, now let's see what the task is. I just want to say. Rim Shochad de Beluya Doche, Yadia Bizashkut. Rim Bodu Mishra de Treche Stodia, so Nietzsche is a form in Bikakakosh. Kakosh. Now, Yadia Bizashkut. Kosha Preciosa Pause, Shu Poshu, the Heilige de Meyo Isaki Hufa Adoche, Hochenam is Sadi Badoche Bizashkut. At Kamishe, because of Marshal, the task, Sif Design. Because of Mashal did not talk with it. Bizarre Shemi, we take the main very nice. We nine ways. Now, the Russian of the Bishop said is very strange. The two says passes actually like Rav. That's all quickly. If you pass like Rav, so that means that Chilis Ashrita is capable of being Mabriya into the Bosovarak, without any doubt. If we have in the game, the Bishashrita. Why? Because the Shamunis and the Sakin was Nivra, not just transferred to the surface, BM, but was Nivra. If it was Nivra, so Sakin of Treifa also has Shamunis of Treifa. And he didn't wash it off before the Shrit of the Kshayro. So it was Nivra the Bizashrite. So how is it sufficient to wash off the Bizashrite? He should be Kshayro the Bizashrite. So that's a very strong Kashi against the two. Still, the Mishyosef says, the portion. So the Mashal is massive and Mishyosef. How is it portion? But the Mishyosef is not difficult. The Mishyosef says the portion from his own point of view, because he passed us like the Rambam, who passed us like Rabbi Rachone. So it's portion. There is no difficulty in that being of the two. But it's not so portion at all from the point of view of the two himself. But when the Mishyosef said Poshut, he didn't mean it's Poshut according to the Psak of the two. He said it's Poshut. A little day it's Poshut. Because he passes like Rav Achone. But the two himself passes like Rav. So the Mele, how is that Poshut? That's the Asoki of the Mashal. So he said, the Vitekvein and Nain is a Venir and Miki Aswana Shiyatzlech with him. וכן כוסף בספר התרומו, וכל שמו, ואפילו סכים של חומים, שהם כול החיופה, אלו שאיסה בונו הבא, אמרים הם דיבול על משחיתה, כל שמו שמונס, שמיבד בין, שמיבד בין, ואין לי מכולך, דיבול יקריפה, now here the same Atomo mentions a big Kiddush, which is certainly not in accordance with the Shiko de Rajbo. The Rajbo passes like Rav, but how does he reconcile Rav's deen with Rabbi's deen? By saying that, and Shmuel, by saying that according to Rabbi and to Shmuel, so Chilis Ashrita is capable of being Mabriya and of being Mafrit from the Bosavar. And Chilis Ashrita is also capable of being Mabriya into the Sakin Kosher. But Chilis Ashrita is not capable of being Mafrit from the Sakin Kosher. From the second question. So maybe according to the Rajbo, suppose you have a second show with hobby, a second show with hobby, and then you clean it out spotless. You clean it out spotless. And you are late from Nikarka to mark how pregnant the children is. But you didn't make a goal. But you cleaned out spotless meeting from the karka, everything. So then you are allowed to have philosophy to share a behavior. Even though the leadership from the karka was not capable of extracting the balua, but as long as it was capable of knocking out the impregnated chapters and the balua, so we have nothing to worry according to Rashba. Because when he uses it on the Bisa Shrite will not be able to extract any Bias Israel. So he can use it according to the Rashba. And suppose the Shech said after he was named Chief Bom Mikaraka Bisaki, Shalit Chodim, and after he washed it off and made it spotless, and then, and he'll use it in Shech in the Bain, he won't have to behave according to the Rashba. But look what the Sinat Chuma says. The Sivat Chumah says, because you your sakina shekhovi shebikuna chiyote al shiisa bonua bay amrinam dibor al mishchite. So he says shebikuna chiyote. Unless you are going to say that it means bikuna chiyote, but he was not made you from the car, you could say it. So the mele there is still some shamines remaining impregnated in the surface of the sakina. All right, but. All right, maybe it means, but anyway, the Arishim, who would say, the Arishim, even the Sivat Chumo does not have a chicken, but that is the Baraboyashim, that Sakin Shulim Kehobi, so then, since it has an excess of Bria Sisea, the Sakin Shulim Kehobi, even if you are named Shulim Mikarka, and you knocked out all the impregnated chapters, and then you shecht it, so then you have to be killed in the behavior, according to the Baraboya. Why? Because the Baraboya says that the reason is why the Tadoch HaMitzrayim is enough, because it wasn't constantly used in Israel. The implication being that where it was constantly used in Israel, so then Rafina would be made there, the Tadoch HaMitzrayim is not enough. And it was a way. Why? So that's the way. This is the way we explain the sheet of the Baraboya. That the Baraboya sheet is that the chiv is a shchite. That chiv is a shchite. According to Rav, can even be matrit. Ibn Amash. Where there is a concentration of Bria in the interior of the Saki, like Saki where it's hot. So since there is a concentration, an excess of Bria Sisea, so when you use it in Shchite, so then a little bit of it becomes Nivra, and it's Nivra in the Bisa Shchite, according to Amoya. So he says, because you have to say, 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 because you עד כמה שנים, סחורות עם ירד תומה, דיפושת, שולמענה הדוח על מה שנקבע, אלא מה שהוא על פונו, וכי שנקבע בסך מסכובת על משחית אצל החליפה, העומד, שכן ביס השחית גירי אשר מבריע בעשה כמחנן מבריע בי, ומעלו עם הדוח את הפוסו, כי כשיס אבל עשה כמשבים אסטריפו, ומויקד לא יעשה כי צורך הדוח אלא ועד את דיבולו מבריע, הכל על מכן ביס השחית, וכי כוס בהדה וכרס הבית, ביסאו שני, וכי משכן, אבל גם מכאן לא ניסה כפרים, כמעט לא מבצעים לו, כאן לא נקרב, ביסה כשכחו מבקרב, ובשביל ביסה נדבק בהם, אף נעשה כמו לא יפוס על חיס השחית, ועדי הוא ניסה כשכחו מבקרפו, עם שוחד מכן שיגיע, Hitler grab, contrary to what the Torah says. The near Yashu does have to. It's really keeping the quality of Shema Chweket Bisaki Shokus. In my boss of Torah, in the Oyadoche, the name he is the Sikshom Yehumre Bikele, the Kolo Kem, Kam Bikele Zoy Misaki Shoke Chobi, the Shis Ne Hamandoma, the Adoche Sage, a few of Bisaki Shoke Chobi, ומכל מוקים אין הלוכה משליף שכרח ובגילים גם כאן אנחנו פתאים. So, how does the tour explain the tour? How does the Taz explain the tour? How does the Taz explain the tour? The Bessio said, when he says, Dover Poshut, so it's not difficult. Because the Bessio said, doesn't try to explain it from the point of view of the Psaq by the tour, the Upasnas like that. He explains it from his own point of view. He passes like the Rambam, who passes like Rabbi Bachon. But the Torah himself is famous. So it seems that the Taz is saying that here we can, the reason is why the two passes that the Eved, even if he used the sakish of faithful without using it, and with all the shalunis of faithful adhering to the surface of the sakish, he used the tishachim with the imacheo. So the Eved, all he has to do is just to wash off the surface of the bisashrite. He doesn't have to be kaled from the bisashrite. It's on the basis of spectrum. First of all, maybe the halacha is like Aviv Rachon, the Rambam passes like Aviv Rachon. And then assuming that the halacha is not like Aviv Rachon, that the halacha is like Rav, but the Balamoya Shiki is, now, all the Rishayim is the Stira, the Kashi, the Stira presented by the halacha of Rav Kelly, by Sakish and Chodin, as against the halacha by Rabbine. That Hilchas Afilu B'Tzeh, with more passage for Kabbalah, Hilchas Afilu B'Tzeh. Alright, so the Rashba explains it one way. But how does the Balamoya explain it? The Balamoya says, the Balamoya Shiti is, that Chibli is a Shrite, if it's used only once, it cannot even be Mabriya. If it's used only once, it cannot even be Mabriya. That's what he says. Sakish Olichovim, so he's used the Isaiah many times. But Sakish Olichovim, what did it mean Sakish Olichovim? It was used once out of the Hebrew that turned out to be Olichovim. So there Hakoy Baalmi, it's not even the way I Isa. It's not even the way I Isa. So Mele, if it is used once, so there it's not able to be Mabriya Isa. So Chibes Hashrit, if it's used once. So according to Balamoya, so just as the Chibis HaShrit is not, which does not represent real Visek, but only partial Visek, so only when it's used with Kvias, it can be Mabriya Yisrael and Mabriya Yisrael. But if it is not used with Kvias, only the Hakoy Balamoya, it cannot be Mabriya Yisrael. If it's used just one. So just that it cannot be Mabriya Yisrael, the Chibis HaShrit, it cannot be Mabriya Yisrael either. The Chibis HaShrit. So Mele, that's why the two says that if he used the Sakish of Faithful without making a Doche, first, he used it in Shachri Mideimo, so all you have to do is just to rinse off with cold water the Bisa Shrite, but you don't have to peel off. But the question is, since he passes like Rav, so the Mele and the Kodim to Rav, it's Nivla, he says Kelei by Sakish of Kodim. So here too, he should be Kelei. The answer is, he passes like Rav the way Rashi does, because he generalizes the Chumash. Not that he's Bideras Vabai, the Naloch is like Rav. So, it only be the Rasokhik. So, in regard to the Behim of Sheol, that was Mishchem, with the Sakish of Faithful, that was not washed off first, so the Eved, we have respect. First of all, maybe we pass like Rabbi Bachon, maybe the Aloch is like Rabbi Bachon. According to Rabbi Bachon, Chibis HaShchide cannot even be Mavruya into the Bosorach, according to Rabbi Bachon. And assuming that Aloch is like Rav, that it can be Mabriya into the Bosarach, maybe the Aloch is like the Balamoya Shide, and according to Balamoya, so Chibis HaShchide can only be Mabriya if it's used there Chibis, but if it's used just there Chare, once, it cannot be Mabriya. If Chibis HaShchide cannot be Mabriya when it's used once at all, so why should it be carried from the Chibis HaShchide? So all he has to do is to wash off from the Bisa Shrite in order to remove the bien that was transferred from the surface of the Saki to the surface of the Bisa Shrite. That's the pshat in the Taz. This is what he means. He means on the basis of Svetsu. So now, Vimroge Mishchet Beitrei Vestodi, so Nietzsche is a problem, Mikar Kakosh. Alright, now, on Monday, so we'll go over. And I don't want you, to go I mean, that you should go over other simonim, you should just concentrate. And every shach and every taz here, and we'll, I hope that we'll cover every taz and shach. And basically, very basically, you should look up that in connection with Sifei in the shach, about, so you should look up Sivanim Kutman Beis, about Nene, about Pas Sho'ofobay, the Tamu that was prepared with Isuri Amoy, whether throwing away its value to the Yama Melech is effective or not.
Check in 1981. Kaf Vav Adar Harishon Hashana Tafshin Mem Aleph Liayin
Yari Taz Simiyu Sakin Shom Samkin Chavi Chomesh Yoshin Shein Bring Shin Bila Viz Chavi, because by Yoshin you more explain it, so it should be also with Sad Yuri Avin Skil Dik Chavi because of the Suhe, because of Dovor Yise Avin Kiz Bolua. So But let's say he was loving the sake, so Gilisea was extracted. So then the only problem is with the Israeli of Tashmish Avizah. Chodosh Pirush and Ishtamu Becham, but the Kombo came from Ishtamu when Shimba was coming. Then Kamisa Mashabalam Samchavim coming. It was used for chopping wood, so it has no Gilisea. But it presents the problem of Tashmish Avizah. So mutar nishrei bo behema priya, a healthy behema. Mitnei shu mikalki. Shebechayero, why is he mikalki? Shebechayero, he met his legavio, what it's, u michrish, u mash kosha al zen misa shabes, kosaf nisina rech chapalev, sif li beiz, vayim shama shekosaf nishrei, ish nishrei al psa kramosho. Vi osa nishrei bei misekenes. Vi mosa ki nideevet, kos batu bishim rashbo, shir lechanoel yam amelech. Vahayne, so, also Nishri Bom is a Kenneth with Nishri Misak. So it's awesome. But supposedly that, so there is the two mentions in Machlekin between the Rosh and the Rashbo. The Rashbo says that it's Oser to partake of the Behemoth until he throws into the Yama Melech the equivalent of the schar, the fee he would have to give someone in order to rent out the Isaac and Fishef. But if he does that, it's mutarano. According to Rashbo, and the Rosh is in more making, and the Rosh says he doesn't have to do anything because it's in Dovah Moed. The Rosh matter with them. Kimni Gogol Vabeim, Vinchasim Orak Vachshim Orachim Vashrito, Ava Fish and then a Harbe Vishrita Vizranoi, Loyosro Chachomim Aloso with them. Because of Marshal, the Yeish Lipzik Rashbo. But the Taz doesn't mention that there is another sheep. There is another sheep. Now let's see the shah here. Chodosh, Elo Shechot Abo. So if it's Chodosh, if it's completely new, so then it's not Osabanoi, it's not Tashmishe. It cannot become affected with the Issa of Tashmishe and Mizore by virtue of Hasmone. As a matter of fact, the Mandom Arobe, who says in Sanhedrin that Hasmone Rav Mil said, so he learns it out from Tashmish Amizore, because by Tashmish Amizore it only becomes affected with this Aloye after it is mamish used for Amizore, but by being dedicated set aside for Amizore it doesn't become us. So Chodosh doesn't mean Chodosh Ligamri, but it means Chodosh, it wasn't used in a hard state, so it has no diasis. El Shechot Abba, but he chopped wood. El Shechot Abba, Bakers, Lalit Chobim. Shas, that's the more mentioned in the Shas, we should be Shamsam with Chobim, in Nasurim, Achi Nishtam Shubel, will come on, we see them Kvalis. O Yoshe, She Einbei, we should be Udi, Avis Chobim. Tleima, She Echshire, he cashed it. Binyan, She Einbei, we should do Avis Chobim. In other words, he was Mulabin it. Alright, Mutalisha, the name of Rio, Mashma, Afu, Lechatril, Ulikamo, so it's mashma from the Roshi of the Mechaber here, so it's mashma that Isaki Shalavizore can be used lechatchila in shechting a healthy baby. because he's not considered Nevi. Because the element of Hefset, of Kilkul, is more substantial than the element of Tikkun. Alright. Mashab Muhafil, Kamasim Kutman, Basi, Base, Shekosa, Sakishal, Zikomi, Shishochat, Bari, Zimutia, the Mashab Muhafil, Osea, Mayra Shalom, Yuk Shab, Yula, Bikom, Bihemi, Buya, Maguiz, or Rapsha. So the question is, there seems to be an apparent contradiction between the Lashon and the Chabad here, and the Lashon and the Chabad in the Kutman Base. Here is the Mechaber saying that the Chathchila Yaral Jews is Sakish al Nizam. And the Levea, the Sakish, the Mechaber says, Sakish al Komish Yochat Bo, Arez Muta. If you already use the Tishkite, so the Hindi is Muta Arez Bachio. It's Mashma. But the Chathchila to use it, it's also. Mashma Chathchila also. So he says that there the Mechaber has reference. The Mechaber has reference to a case where the Sakin Shalavizore has all kinds of Glias Isa. So really he's not allowed to use it for Chathchile on account of the fact that it has Glias Isa when he shafts it. So Glias Isa will be absorbed. In other words, but according to the Rashbo, so if it's green, so then it cannot be mafli. But according to the Mordechai, it can be mafli. So the Mele, it's also, but even according to Rashbo, suppose it is not spotless green, so then he's not allowed to chathchile to use that Zakim Shachim Behine for the simple reason that the Shamunis, that is Toch Al-Gavya Zakim, will be Nivan Bishashvite. But the Emet, if he peels off the Bishashvite, so it's Muta. That's why the Mechaber uses their notion of them. But so that's on the score of Gias Isa and the Flotus Isa, but not on the score of Isra Amelia Babuzov. So the Mechaber is saying here that the Pshat in the Mechaber is that it's Muta Lechatchila to use it. Now, let's see the Loshim. He says, Nechei Mivuya Mago Yisra. So you know, from the Rabo it's Mashma that way. You see the Kutra Beis. See the Kutra Beis. See the Beis. Sakim Shalonim. Sheshochat Bo, he already used it for Shrike. How is it Muta Mifne Shebe Kaunke? So the Roshni is the Roshni of the Eret. Then the Rabo says, Masak, Yom Chodosh, Oy Yoshen, believe me, Yisir, Shebdoi, after the Chathchila Muta. So from Rabo, it appears that even Chathchila, one is allowed to use a Sakish of his own Shach in the Vein. And he says that in case the Sakim has Isa, either Isa bearing a deal to the surface of the Sakim, or Isa that is Beluah, then the Chathchilim shouldn't use it, because of the possibility that some of the Isa might be transferred to the Beis Hashchit of the Beimon. Masha'inke, if the Isa was extracted to Agole, so then it's Mutarim Chathchilim. So the Ramoshite is certainly that it's Mutarim Chathchilim to use a Sakim Shalav Rizor. A Sakish of Mizor, that means Tashmisha of Mizor. It's Mutar to use it in Shri, even Chatem. Now, the Ramo is definitely the Shit of the Ramo. Now, let's see what the Shah says in Sinekuf for Beis, Sivo. Now, then he says, Vim Hoyso. Sivgimu, we discussed something else. We'll soon see what the Shach says in Sivgimu. In Sivgimu, that's the thing that is relevant here. Maile Shul Yoshin, we will live in Yisa Shabbat. Vim Tachav Apishim Itam Sham She'elu Et Muta Wishra Biyabu Chathchile, Kibu Shom Yikauke, Apul Hoche, Mitam Giru, Giru Leit Yechobi, Osa Wishra Biyabu Chathchile, Sivgimu Tachimu Sikra. Now, the Or Chashim Chom, so he says, Eilachanam, as far as the Ramon is concerned, so that's definitely the Shidei of the Ramon, that the Tzakin Shal Avizorei can be used mechatchile as long as it has no Dias Issa, because you subjected it to Hagore, so you can use it mechatchile in Shechim Ibehimo Priya, Ibehimo Eyalt Ibehimo. That's Ramoshi. But the Chavashi is not much like that. The Chavashi is not much like that, and from the Rambam's Loshin, it's not much like that. Now we can see the Loshin Rambam. I don't have here the first page. Now, this pshat, the reason is why he uses Rosh Deved, is because of the Bria Sisea, not because of Isa Habizore, but because of Bria Sisea. So, that is all right, you can see it in the Mechaber. In the Rambam, you cannot see it. Because the Rambam mentioned that Alochim, the Rambam had been mentioned in the Machoes Asuret. So there, you could say, it's because of Bria Sisa. But the Rambam mentioned it in Lukas Amizori. In Lukas Amizori, he doesn't discuss Bria Sisa. It's not Minyone. He's not concerned in Lukas Amizori with Bria Sisa. So here, he discusses it only from the point of view of Amizori, not of Bria Sisa. And still uses the notion of the Eved. So it's mashma that lechatchile is not allowed to share it with it. That's what the Torah Hashulchan says. It's true. According to the Ramo, it's muta. There is no doubt. According to the Ramo, it's muta. But according to the Rambam, it's mashma that it's also lechatchile. Not because of Bria Sisa. The Rambam discusses Lukas Amizore. He doesn't discuss Lukas Amizore and Bria Sisa. So because of Anissa of Avizore. Now the question is, what kind of Anissa of Avizore does it involve? As far as Israel is concerned, so the Gemara says there is no Israel. Why is there Israel? Because the element of Kilku is more substantial than the element of Tikkun. So there is no Israel. So why is it also a Hakkun Tisha? Now it seems to me that it's not so poshet that it's mutar lechatchila tishach. Now, I mentioned one time that there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. What is the iser of nevemar b'mitashmish avizor? So according to the Rambam, the same law that is expressive of an iser anoye of avizor itself is also expressive of an iser anoye of Tashmish Avizore and Tikreves Avizore. And Tikreves Avizore. What is the law for against Hanoye from Avizore itself? So two law, the Rambam mentions that in the Pina law. One law is Lisovi Teivo Lisecho. Avizore is called Teivo. And the other law is Lo Yidovei Biyot Chom Miumo Minachir. And Chirer, two things are Chirer. Either Avizor is Chirer, or Slauli Ranidachas. Slauli Ranidachas is also called Chirer. In other words, that's not Avizor, Slauli Ranidachas. The essence of the Amshir Ranidachas. So, even though it's not Avizor, but once the Gmarvin took place, so then the Shlau Yiranidachas requires Reive, and it's called Chere. So Avizore is called Chere. So the Rambam says, if somebody is Nene, the Avizore itself